אין מילים. אין מילים. There are no words. This is a common phrase now in the land of Israel to talk about what's going on. There's nothing that we can articulate, nothing we could express to really capture what's going on in our homeland. I had a conversation on Monday with Rabbi Shani, who some of us know, one of the rabbis in Israel who teaches our young boys whose son was murdered in Gaza. And on the phone, there's nothing to say. And that's the phrase I used. I told him, Rabbi, en milim, there's nothing I could really tell you what you're going through, the tragedy that we're facing as a people. En milim, there's no words to properly express what we're all feeling. But in reality, I started to think about it over the last few days. The response of the Jewish people is never en milim. It's never we have nothing to say. It's always really yesh milim. There's always something to say. We know the words of the Jewish people, our words matter. Our words have an impact in many different ways. So as a Jew, we always respond with milim in some way. Whether those words are teshuvah, whether those words are tefillah, whether those words of tzedakah, we always have a response to what's going on during these dark times. In Israel, they receive they call it a sav shmona, what do they call it?
Sav
shmona. They receive a notice that they're being called up. They're being called up from the reserves. We need you. We need your help. We need your involvement at the front lines. And really, we have to know. Libi b'mizrach v'ani b'sof ma'arav. Even though we may not be in Eretz Yisrael, we may not be there in Israel, we're being called up. We're receiving notice. We are all soldiers in the army of Hashem. We have to do something. We have to have an impact in some way on the situation in Eretz Yisrael. Our rabbis tell us very famously, Teshuvah, Tefillah, U'sedakah, Ma'avirin et Roa HaGezerah. Teshuvah, repenting. Tefillah, prayer. And Tzedakah, acts of kindness. Ma'avirin et Roa HaGezerah, undo and take away the Gezerah that we may be facing. And we see we're facing such a harsh decree. We don't know why. We can't understand it. But we're facing a decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what can undo that decree are these three things of Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. And those are the milim that we have to express. Yesh milim, there are words of Teshuvah, words of acceptance to Hashem. During this time, it's a time of Kabbalah, a time of acceptance into our lives. Something. We know we just went over Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the high holiday season, and how many of us took something upon ourselves, and we're only a few weeks out, and we barely remember what we took upon ourselves. I know I'm talking about myself. I had a list from here till tomorrow, what I'm going to accomplish this year, how great I'm going to be, how I'm going to increase my acts, and I don't even know where that list went. I don't even know where it went. But that's what it's about, this time of the year. It's about accepting it, and it's literally about expressing it with words. The yesh milim, the expression of words. I'm speaking it out verbally. I am going to do the following. And reinforcing that idea to ourselves, day in, day out. Before you go to sleep every night, Hashem, I'm going to continue to do the following. If we consistently explain to Hashem and express what we want to continue to do, we'll be able to hold on to it. And let's all write it down as well. A small Kabbalah, a small acceptance into our lives to effect change. Because we know the Jewish people are one unit. The Jewish people are one. Even though we may all be separate entities, we're all Bnei Yisrael. We're one people. That's how people have the ability to fulfill halakhic obligations for other people. If somebody walks in, they did Havdalah and Shul, they can walk in and do Havdalah for you as well, even though they said the Berachot in Shul. Why? Kol Yisrael Advin Zeh LaZeh. The Jewish people are all responsible, one for the other. We're all one people. So number one, Teshuvah. Yesh Milim Teshuvah. We have words over here. We have the ability to say, I'm going to get better. There's something going on in the world. I'm not letting it going to pass without changing something. And it has to be concrete. It has to be real. Has to be something that I'm actually going to do. It's not just a thought alone, but we have to express that idea, verbalize it, I'm going to increase. in my avodat Hashem. And then, of course, words of tefillah, words of prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Torah tells us when the Jewish people were faced with a situation that was impossible to get out of. They were faced, Jewish people, with the Egyptians on one side, with the sea on the other side, and there was no way out. They looked left, they looked right, there was nowhere for them to go besides into the direction of the sea. There was nowhere to go. The Egyptians surrounded them. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayizaku b'nei Israel el Adonai, the Jewish people screamed out to Hashem in tefillah. And Rashi tells us, what did they do at that moment, that crisis? Tafsu umanut avotam. The Jewish people didn't do anything different. It was the umanut. It was the craft. It was the job of avotam, of their ancestors. That's what a Jew does. That's how we respond to crisis. When we're faced with a situation where we don't know what to do, where we seem to have no way out, a Jew calls upon Hashem in tefillah, and he yells out, Vayizaku, they yell out to Hashem for a miracle, for help, for divine intervention. That's how we respond. We know every single tefillah, every single prayer that comes out of our mouth is going directly to the Kiseh HaKavod. Many years ago, about 20 years ago, in Israel, the name Nachshon Waxman was on everybody's lips. Nachshon Waxman. Everybody knew that name. There was one day where a young man who was doing his army service was kidnapped by the Arabs. He was hitchhiking, I believe. And they grabbed him, they put him into his car, and they released a few hours later. His parents noticed he wasn't coming home. He was supposed to be released from his army duty, and he wasn't arriving home, and they put out a picture of Nachshon being held hostage by the Arabs. And they set a deadline. They said, 8 o'clock on Friday night, we want all of the Arab prisoners freed. If we don't have freedom, Nachshon is not going to make it. Lo Alenu, Nachshon is going to be killed. And for one Jewish life, the entire nation shook the heavens. Over 100,000 people showed up to the Kotel to pray. Almost every woman in Israel, from super religious to people who were secular, people who were not involved, lit Shabbat candles that night because they wanted to storm the heavens with mitzvot. They wanted Nachshon to be freed. And then the news came out. The Israeli soldiers, our heroes, the Israeli soldiers, stormed in to try and free where he was. And very sadly, Nachshon was killed. Nachshon was killed. And everybody was crying. And the whole nation was mourning. Again, how we care for that one Jew. And the Shiva of Nachshon Waxman, his mother was there. Nachshon. The name Nachshon ben Esther, the whole country knew. Everyone knew that name. Every yeshiva, every school. The Kotel had his name in big all over the place. Everybody knew the name Nachshon ben Esther. The whole country was saying Tehillim for him. His mother, Esther, was sitting there. And the thousands and thousands of people who came to visit her during that week of the Shiva, she didn't know most of them. But of course their family. Because we're all family. Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, are one big family. And one day, walks in a woman, again, who she never saw before. And she said, I want to thank you for the tefillot. Looking, what do you mean, thank me for the tefillot? A newspaper article came out in Israel that said, when Hashem doesn't listen. And we know that's totally against the way we approach tefillah. Of course Hashem listens. She said, I want to tell you how that newspaper article was wrong. This lady who walked in. I said, what are you talking about? My son's dead. How could it? She said, I want to tell you who I am. My name is Esther. And I have a son, Lo Alenu, who's very, very sick. He's in the hospital. And the doctors are giving him a very bad diagnosis. They're telling him things are not looking good at the end of the line. And during this last week, something has been changing. Something's been happening in a different way. My son is slightly improving. He's getting better. His numbers are better. He has more color in his face. The doctors don't know what's going on. But my son Nachshon is doing well. My son Nachshon in the hospital is doing well. Nachshon ben Ester is doing well. And his mother fell on the floor. She said, Hashem listens to our tefillot. Hashem hears every tefillah. When we think he doesn't listen, when we think things went wrong, sometimes we don't see it as clearly as that Nachshon ben Ester case, but Hashem is listening to every single tefillah that we express. Everyone is going directly up to the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem. Sometimes we see clarity, sometimes we don't have clarity, but we need to know clearly with that idea that Hashem is always listening. And that's why our tefillot matter. We all matter. You sitting here today on a 2:10 on a Sunday afternoon deciding you want to come out to shul, you want to pray together, you want to learn Torah together, you want to have a challah bake together. You're the royalty of Am Yisrael. You're the children of Hashem. Benot Yisrael. You know how valuable every one of your tefillot are? Every tehillim that you say? It's storming the heavens. And now more than ever, our nation needs tefillah. We need it, we need it, we need it. Our soldiers are at the border. Every moment they're getting closer and closer to one of the biggest moments in Jewish history. Every moment. We're living through one of the most tohu vavohu times in the world. Tohu vavohu. We just read in the parasha of chaos. We don't know what's going to be. But we also know right after the world was tohu vavohu, what did Hashem do? Vayomer Elohim yehi or, vayhi or. In one moment Hashem decided, again with words, vayomer. Let there be light, and there was light. Hashem has the ability to change things like that. We just have to pray to Him. We have to do everything we can to affect change. We're in the midst of the tohu vavohu. We're in the midst of the chaos. But know clearly, in one instant, Hashem could change everything to a state of or, to a state of light. And thirdly, we said, the three things of teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah are ma'avirin et roah ha-gezerah. These three things could undo a decree. The last one, which is tzedakah, again with words. We started off by saying en milim, but of course, yesh milim. There are words. There are words of tzedakah. We see the amazing campaigns that are going on in the community. If you look around, everybody has their own little tzedakah that they're raising for. And they founded a whole charity. It's wild what's going on in our community. But we have the ability to take it to the next level with our words. Are we acting kind? Are we acting in a way where we're uplifting people with our words? We're giving them a kind word. We're acting nicely to them. We're including them. We're just being a good person. We're saying please. We're saying thank you. When we're bringing the Jewish people together, when we have that ahdut, ahdut happens with the Jewish people right at every crucial moment in Jewish history. The Jewish people get together. Right before Hashem gave the Torah at Har Sinai, what does the Pasuk say? It always says, Vayahanu. The Jewish people, they all encamped, but talking about them in the plural. When the Jewish people, right when they accepted the Torah from Har Sinai, what does Torah say? Vayihan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar. The Jewish people, Vayihan, in a singular, rested by the mountain. When there is Ahdut, when there is unity, when we're one, when we don't recognize differences between each other, this one's this, wasn't that, usually all petty. When we put our differences aside and we realize we are all Am Yisrael, we are all members of Bnei Yisrael, Hashem decides, that's when I'm going to be revealed. That's when I'm going to give them my Torah. At that crucial moment in time, when they decide to be one, Ke'ish Ehad, Belev Ehad, Rashi tells us. When they're like one person with one heart, and they all care for each other like that, then they're going to have the revelation that they deserve. That's what tzedakah is, when we're ahdut, when we're one. That's when we will merit to have open miracles by Hashem. Ahdut. I think we're witnessing Ahdut like we've never seen it before. Like Rabbi Cowell mentioned, what was going on in Israel, especially, we had such polarization. Everybody not liking each other because of politics and because of, I don't even know what it is, but judicial reform and the polarization, the opposites that were happening in Israel. Hundreds of thousands of people showing up to protest each other. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. We're one. We may disagree. We may have differences. And that's okay. All families have disagreements. And that's fine. We have to love each other unconditionally. That's what tzedakah, that's what it's all about. The Jewish people being one nation together. Ki ish ehad belev ehad. Like one man with one heart. And then as we come to put this all together, as we come to really describe the changes that the Jewish people need to make during these times, we'll finish off by reminding ourselves that it's an etzara li Yaakov. It's an etzara. It's a time of crisis, a time of trouble for Yaakov. Umimena yivashaya, the pasuk says. And from that we will be redeemed. Many times in life, while we're going through something, we think it's the worst thing in the world. And this does seem like the worst thing in the world. 1,300 Jewish deaths. Thousands injured. 150 captured. This seems like the worst thing in the world. But umimena yivashaya, I heard Rabbi Shani say the other night, from within the tragedy itself, from within the chaos itself, the Jewish people and Hashem will find a way to turn it into redemption. To find a way to turn it into something that we can gain from. And if we make these changes, if we bring an ahdut that the Jewish people so deserve, if we get together and do what's needed, there's no question that we're going to see some very miraculous times amongst the Jewish people. And that's what we need to do. From within this tragedy, we are hopefully, Be'ezrat Hashem, going to see the redemption. We have to do whatever we can every single day to pray for the success of the IDF, our brothers and sisters on the front lines, the Kedoshim, the holy ones, these soldiers who are putting their body on the line to fight for us. We have to pray for all those captured, for the 150 who are there behind enemy lines, our brothers and sisters who are crying day in, day out. They want to go home. We have to pray very hard in the Amidah, Rofe Hole Amo Yisrael, Hashem to heal all of those who are sick, all of those who are wounded amongst the Jewish people. And with that, with all of that together, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to see Nisim v'Niflaot, miracles and wonders, Bayamim Ahem, Baziman Hazeh, just like we did throughout our history. We know the script. We know what's going to happen. We've been through this already. If we do things correctly, we'll merit to see all that. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll merit to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehirah B'yameinu. Amen. Amen.